Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching? When
I was hitting a body punch, and I heard him asking, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champ.
It's the champ. I'm here with Matt, the editor. We're back. We're here to talk a little Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. Are they really going to fight each other? Is this true? Is Eddie Hearn saying that Wilder is the next targeted opponent for Anthony Joshua? Is it set in stone? Is it just rumors? Well, this is the rumor mill, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to bring you news, rumors, and headlines. It's about 5:35 here on the East Coast, New York City, tri-state area. We're going to head on over to sunny California to our editor. It must be around, 2:35 over there, Matt? How's the weather? What's going on, brother? How's your day?
We got another storm front coming in, so it's been raining like a motherfucker out here, unfortunately. So we've had, flooding. I've been driving around a bit. My car almost stalled because, I had a huge, huge flooding part of the road. So, my car was almost, submerged up to, the window. It was pretty bad. So luckily I'm here and talking to you.
Wow, man, sounds dangerous. Speaking of danger, looks like these two men, both guys, they're divided by countries. And we obviously have a fandom for Wilder and a fandom for Joshua. Many of the Joshua fans feel that he would easily destroy or dispatch of Deontay Wilder, while the Wilder fans are, out in full throttle, hoping that this fight does get signed. So what exactly are the details that you have been able to digest? I mean, what exactly are you believing when it comes to this recent headline that's coming straight from the mouth of Eddie Hearns? So that is the main reason that we're here, because at least it is from the promoter of Anthony Joshua, who does technically have some say over what that fighter does. It's an article that was published on Boxing Scene. Obviously, the title was Joshua Coming to America as Hearns Begins to Build the Wilder Fight. Matthew, what exactly do you think he means by build the Wilder fight, and what did you take from the article?
I took it that no matter what happens, even if he doesn't fight Wilder after Klitschko, I think that's probably unlikely. I think no matter who it is, it will be a good opponent, because he does make a statement at the very end of the article. He says, you come through and it's no turning back. It's big fights only, in reference to if you beat Vladimir Klitschko, it's big fights only. So, fighting a Luis Ortiz, even a David Haye, Tony Bellew winner, which is probably going to be David Haye, those are big fights. So I see Joshua entering a realm that he doesn't take soft touches for a little bit. He's not going to take a Eric Molina or a Dillian Whyte type of fighter in the next couple of years, I would say. But I don't think it's going to be Wilder next. Now, I do think that he's going to take Wilder in this year. I can see that. Joshua is an active fighter. He usually fights 4 times a year. So I can see him beating Klitschko in May, or is it April? It's in May, I think. And then you have a fight in the summer, and then a fight in December or November. I can see that November or December fight being a Wilder Joshua fight, either London or New York City. I think it sells automatically. And I think with Eddie Hearn mentioning with Luis Ortiz versus Gerald Miller in the works in the U.S., Eddie Hearn wants to come to the U.S. And I think that Joshua, like Wilder, has that old school mentality where they want to fight the best. They actually do. I do believe that.
Well, I mean, you kind of burst everyone's bubble. You don't think that it'll happen next. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Remember, we reported around here that the WBA and the IBF have both mandated mandatory fights for the winner of the Anthony Joshua Vladimir Klitschko fight. So while this fight between Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko is to unify the division, because Anthony Joshua has the IBF, and on the line will also be the WBA and the IBO titles that are vacant, those will also be at stake. So I think that what Hearn said initially, I think that's why he's putting out these quotes every so often, because he's preparing us. He said it like, you can't fight Vladimir Klitschko, then go fight a Pulev or a Luis Ortiz. That's why he's in negotiation.
A Luis Ortiz he could get away with. A Pulev, there's no way.
Dude, when you fight Vladimir Klitschko and you have that sort of event, Luis Ortiz will never be able to, you know, even come near that.
Luis Ortiz is still the guy that destroyed Bryant Jennings way more than Vladimir Klitschko did. Like, Luis Ortiz is still the boogeyman of the heavyweight division, no matter how bad his performances have been as of late.
Try and understand what we're talking about here. We're talking about 90,000 people watching him fight Vladimir Klitschko, and you're somehow trying to beat the drum for Luis Ortiz. It's not the same magnitude.
But he could sell out 50,000. It's Joshua. Joshua is that big of a star in the UK. He could sell at 50,000 plus seats anytime now, I feel like. Truly, against Luis Ortiz type of guys.
Well, I definitely want my UK listeners to tell us in the chat, because I know you're probably tucked away in your little beds tonight. But tell me tomorrow morning if this guy is off his rocker or what. Can Luis Ortiz and Anthony Joshua sell 50,000 in the United Kingdom? Now, that would go, obviously, completely against what we're reporting on. The purpose of what we're reporting is that Eddie Hearns is saying he's ready to make Anthony Joshua's American debut. He wants to parade him. They're planning on coming here to Las Vegas January 28th for the Carl Frampton Leo Santa Cruz rematch. He's going to be in attendance. He lands, I believe, the 27th or something. He's in Dubai on vacation, so he's going to come, you know, straight to Vegas. So Sean Zatel, our Las Vegas correspondent, will definitely try and get an interview with him and, you know, bring you anything, any other news and tidbits that we can get. But I think that because they made those statements a couple of months ago about the magnitude of the event with Vladimir Klitschko and not wanting to go backwards with a guy like Khabib Pulev, I think and believe that they want to do the Wilder fight because that would be the biggest fight outside of David Haye. Now, I'm not saying that Haye is bigger or smaller. I'm saying Eddie and Joshua want to make their claim in the United States. So they're not really looking at any fights in the UK. So much so that Eddie Hearn is quoted saying that he even wants to put together his own card. The Luis Ortiz Gerald Miller card would possibly be a all Eddie Hearn promoted matchroom card here in the United States. Now, remember that he did get a boxing license, I believe, in Nevada when he first linked up with Al Haymon, and there was a lot of news there. People were automatically assuming that he was going to be the, you know, go-to guy for Al in Vegas, and that wasn't so. But, you know, pieces are starting to fall into place, and Ortiz and Miller will probably be a headline matchroom sports card, and Joshua is going to be making his parade around America so that Americans get to know him. Not that they don't, because according to Hearns, and I quote, "I would love to make the Wilder fight. You never know what's going to happen. AJ and Klitschko could have 10, 11, 12 round war. Do you do that again or do you fight Wilder? Do you fight Haye or Belly winner? Anything can happen, but I love the Wilder fight. The Americans are starting to go mad for Anthony Joshua, and they were talking about him last week. Wilder against Joshua can be built into a huge fight. Two undefeated, fast, big punching heavyweights. But I think at the moment, the pure focus because of the toughness of the fight has to be Vladimir Klitschko. But you already know he's thinking beyond that. He's a promoter. But I'm shocked that those quotes didn't give you any bit of confidence. You still think it's not going to be Klitschko next. I mean, Wilder next. I'll be honest, you know, according to Wilder, it's looking like Joseph Parker anyway is the possibility for him. I mean, even Joseph Parker's promoter has come out saying that initial talks with Wilder have been extremely pleasant. So it's looking like Wilder Joseph may be something that's in the works for April, May. Remember, Wilder's fight with Andrus Warkrick is Warcraft? I don't know. Let's just go with Andrus. Is February 25th. So I don't see how he turns around in April, but possibly May. Still find that to be soon.
Well, first off, a lot of the guys in our YouTube chat from the UK are saying this Luis Ortiz versus Anthony Joshua can definitely do 50,000 seats in the UK easily.
How many guys?
I counted like six guys from the UK saying that.
Whoa, I should have been watching the chat. I don't know. Is it really?
Yeah, like, yeah, there's a ton of people saying like 50K easily. And like using those specific words, 50K easy. So like you have to realize like Anthony Joshua may be the biggest star in boxing. If you compare what he does in the UK market to what Canelo does in the Mexican and in the American market, it's very comparable. And I think that we sleep on it because we are not there. We don't see the effect, the Anthony Joshua madness that has infused the British culture, the pulp culture there. Like Anthony Joshua has transcended boxing there in a way that Canelo hasn't here.
I totally agree. I don't think that I'm sure there could be an argument for Canelo, but I'd have to say that Joshua is the biggest star. I mean, MD likes to use social media as an indicator. This guy's social media is through the roof. You know, his ticket sales are through the roof. I don't know. It's really hard to say that he and Canelo are on the same level. But I tell you one thing, what's never, ever on the same level, and it's always baffling to me, it's like, how is it this many people watching live but not the same amount of thumbs up? I'm just not getting that. Like, you're watching, it costs you nothing to hit the thumbs up button, and in fact, it helps your favorite show be noticed. Help a friend, man. Let's get out to some calls here, man. We're going to go to the Skype magic line here. We're going to Boxing Evolution out here in the UK, man. Talk to me. Joshua Ortiz, 50K out there? Would you really? Is that really doing 50,000?
To be honest with you, you know, I think so. I agree with the producer there, man. Is it Matt?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, man. I agree with you on that one. I think he will do 50K. Even if you saw that fight in AJ's hometown of Watford, I'm not sure how much their stadium holds, to be honest with any of the football stadiums around London. Definitely AJ will fill that up. Trust me, really quick time. Like, Dan, in the UK, AJ's massive, man. Like, and I was even thinking, I know you were saying that Hearn wants to go to USA and all that kind of stuff as well, but even the Dillon White fight, if they do that again, like say for instance Dillon White fights Joshua, that would be massive because of the first fight as well. So that's a lot of money to be made there. Even David Price makes a whole load of money. That would sell out a stadium if you fought him up in Liverpool. Oh my God, that'd be ginormous.
Very quickly, Boxing Evolution. Is he the biggest sports star in the UK, other than like maybe like a Rooney or guys like that?
Yeah, man. I think so. I think that when it comes to the heavyweight boxing, like, yeah, I think your boxing star is usually, because it's an individual sport, I think he just gets, because a lot of people support Man United, if you know what I'm saying, but that's a team, and Rooney's within that team, so people know him because of that, whereas AJ is just AJ, is just, you know what I mean? So he just gets all that fan base. His fan base is ginormous down here, man. Is massive, and especially with the Sky hype train, like Sky can sell anything, man. I'm telling you, Sky are really, really good at their promotions. They do it really, really well. They're really slick with it. And trust me, because I'm even going to the Klitschko AJ fight. I can't even wait for that. That's my first ever fight I'm going to attend. And I'm going to that. So, you know. Yeah, I think AJ will sell out basically anywhere.
Damn, how'd you get tickets to that? I heard it was so difficult.
It was very difficult, my man. My friend hooked me up, and me and my brother going. Both our first. But I told you already, I'm a very big casual fan, right? So what's it called?
No, you did.
You know,
that's a great fight to go though as a casual fan. Yeah. At least you're guaranteed some action. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. And now what's it called? Like a fight.
Boxing Evolution. You keep going in and out. Are you calling from a mobile or you're calling in on a regular Skype?
Yeah, I was calling on my regular phone, but because I'm at work, I'm in the basement, so sometimes it cuts in and out. And I remember I told you that, like, it's the basement, man. It kills me.
Yeah.
No worries. If you can't hear me that well, go to another call. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem.
Nah, that was a 10-second warning anyway, man. You got 10 seconds.
Okay. Ah, cool, man. So like I said, I agree with you guys that AJ will sell out. So yeah, keep it moving. Oh yeah, and shout out to El Camino Electrics. Keep the lights on.
Right, baby, that's right. Shout out to El Camino. He's absolutely right. See, this is what we need. We need reminders. Speaking of reminders, we got two app reminders, absolutely free. You know, keep score on all these fights. You know, we're gonna have some fights tonight. Adam Lopez, Ronald Ellis taking on Christopher Booker. Really good.
Plus you that know, flow boxing box card.
Fights, really good Showbox fight. So definitely download the Throwdown scoring app. Absolutely free. So you can keep score of all the fights and have your record. And while you're there, download Shannon Briggs' new Clash of Champs game. Absolutely free. So when you're in your airport or you're just waiting, wherever you are, you need something to do, you can play Clash of Champs. Download that, absolutely free. And now we're gonna get out to these phone lines. Before we do,
these calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Joey, Indiana, talk to me, baby. What's going on?
Yo, how's it going, guys, man? How you doing, Ness? Nesta, how you doing? Man, when I got the notification, you know, it don't surprise me, man. I remember when, I want to say close to about a year ago when I called in and I had Joshua as my pound-for-pound number two, everybody was laughing at me, clowning on me, man. But I think he is the biggest star in the sport of boxing, and I think he's going to continue to be. And I like what Eddie Hearn is doing. Now, I don't think it'll be Wilder next, but what I think he saw what he saw in the Gale last week is like, man, the UK really came out to support this guy, and he probably got to feel the New York vibe. So he's probably thinking, man, if I bring Joshua out here, I know we can sell out and make some real good money. So I think he'll maybe have a few fights either at the Garden or the Barclays and test the waters, and maybe in Vegas, but I think New York more so, and then set something up big with Wilder either beginning of 2018 or the end of 2017. But I hope he comes to the United States, man, because I know the UK followers are going to come too, but it'll be a good chance for the US boxing fans to see him. And it just be big, man. But as far as the Ortiz, I think he gets that easily, man. Easy 50,000 and wherever he fights. This guy going forward, wherever he fights, it's going to be a sellout. Whoever he fights, wherever he fights, it's going to be a sellout. In the U.S. or in the U.K. I think real highly of this dude, Ness. He's got the total package, man.
I hear you, Joey. Joey, I want to ask you one thing. Did you have the opportunity to watch the film study review on the Martin Murray Gennady Golovkin fight?
No, sir, but I will. When I get off this evening after my workout, I'm going to go back. And I know you send out a lot of videos. I got to check out the press conference videos, too. But I will check it out later this evening.
All right. Well, you got something to look at while you're on that Stairmaster. Joey, let me get to some other callers, man. Thank you for calling in, as always. We're going to get out to Larry here in San Francisco. Talk to me, Larry.
Hey, big up to the Boxing Voice. Appreciate the Friday show coming at us. Hey, real quick, I hope Eddie Hearn is serious about coming out here to promote. He would show these lazy, risk-averse promoters stateside how it's done and hopefully help grow the sport out here. Secondly, who said that he wouldn't do 50,000 with Ortiz in the UK?
Nested.
I didn't think he would do 50,000 with Ortiz, bro.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what y'all are talking about. If he beats Klitschko, he will never fight outside in the UK under 50,000 people. The caller before, I think Boxing Evolution, the magnitude of star he is hard to comprehend from a boxing standpoint for us U.S. fans. But that's why, honestly, I want Canelo and Chavez Jr. to happen at La Azteca so we can make a comparison of how the Mexicans show up to support their guy and how the Brits do their guy out there. I think it'd be a nice little case study there. But with Larry, that said, that's just all speculation.
Has there even been any mention of Azteca for Canelo? I haven't seen that mention.
No, it's a T-Mobile.
Oh, they've already confirmed.
No, I haven't heard any.
I don't think they could. You sure?
They didn't confirm it, but that's what they're talking about.
Oh, this guy throws around fucking speculation like it's fact around here. This guy. It's at T-Mobile.
Out in Nevada.
I love Matt. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I always thought it would be Vegas just because what they can get in a sight fee and whatnot. But as a fan, I wanted to be in Mexico to kind of get that energy and that fan cheering and all that out there. But with that said, I appreciate it as always, fellas. Keep doing your thing. I'm out.
Larry, thanks for calling in, Larry. Donald in Richmond, California. Talk to me, Donald. Deontay Wilder seems to be on Eddie Hearn and Anthony Joshua's agenda if he can get past Vladimir Klitschko. You believe the hype?
Somewhat. I mean, I feel like Deontay Wilder is looking at it as like this. He sees that Joshua is coming up, and Joshua is looking greater in every fight. So Wilder is like, I gotta press to get this fight with Joshua, because if I have a chance to beat him, it has to be now, because another year or two down the line, and Joshua is gonna be even more of a monster, even more of a beast in the ring. Because from what I see with Wilder, now don't get me wrong, I like Wilder, but I don't really see Wilder getting that great, better in his fights. He does good in his fights. But if you look at Wilder's fights and you look at Joshua's fights, and you have to say, who looks like they're getting better? Joshua looks like he's getting better. He's getting guys out there even faster. The way he disposed of Eric Molina, I was like, wow, he got him out of there like he was a bum, you know? So I know that Wilder is saying to himself, I got to get him. If I'm going to get him, I got to get him now, because the longer he waits, the lesser of a chance it looks that Wilder could be able to beat him. You get what I'm saying, though?
Definitely have heard that tossed around before by others, Donald. I don't know if I agree, and it could be my Wilder bias, right? But I think that I guess I can't even say that he's gotten better, man. He keeps breaking that hand. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you're on to something there, Donald. Let me get to some other callers. I do have to get to my boomerang, so let me get really quick to Alex in Australia. Talk to me.
Hey, what was the topic? Sorry, that Deontay Wilder and Joshua.
Yeah, well, it's looking like Eddie Hearns is saying he wants to bring Anthony Joshua to America. They're going to start by coming to watch Carl Frampton fight in Las Vegas. And you know, they're planning, if he gets past Vladimir Klitschko, to go into the Wilder fight.
Well, personally, I think even though everyone's tipping Joshua, I think Klitschko is going to, I think what you said about Lomachenko and Walters, it's that, like, he's jumping in too deep too quick. I think the experience of Klitschko will get him. And, you know, if he does get past him, I love the idea of them just unifying. And we've been waiting so long for these big titans in the division to start fighting each other. And it's, you know, finally looks like it's happening. So really excited.
I got to ask you, Alex, what is it about Lomachenko, because I don't want to make it a Lomachenko thing. So what deficiency do you see in Joshua that you feel him fighting Klitschko is a step too soon. Whereas when, you know, let's say Lomachenko did it with Salido or Walters, you were all for it.
Well, with Lomachenko, the eye test, it gets to a certain point with the eye test. Like, I mean, Tank Davis looks good with the eye test. You know, there's a few fighters out there using the eye test. They look good, but Lomachenko doesn't look good. He looks phenomenal. His footwork, it's unprecedented. He looks amazing, you know. Whereas Joshua looks good by the eye test. He's got a decent resume building up. And whereas with Klitschko, he's proven. He's dominated the division for, what, 10, 12 years or something, you know. It's like, whereas Joshua looks like, in a Dillian White fight, he looked like he was in a bit of trouble, got caught real early, and he looked like his gas tank wasn't all there, you know. Whereas opposed to Lomachenko, he just looked like he looked to be the real deal, no matter what. Really, that's what I think, at least.
Well, all right, Alex. Let me get to some others. We're going to Dre, the mastermind. Talk to me.
Yeah, evening, everybody. How is everybody doing?
We're good, man. Just talking some boxing.
I got a question. Is Eddie Hearn bringing Joshua just to get him familiarized with the American fans? I mean, because I remember Hearn saying that America don't have enough money for Hearn to bring Joshua over here to fight. So what's his main goal with this trip over here with Joshua?
Well, definitely the January 28th trip is going to be wrapped up in Joshua supporting Frampton. And, okay, you know, like you said, familiarizing the American public with Anthony Joshua. It's not about a fight, but he is planning on doing an Eddie Hearn's promotion with Miller and Ortiz, if that could get finalized, if it's not just, you know, a lot of promoter talk.
Okay. Do you think Hearn can make the kind of money he's making in UK over here in the States with Joshua?
I mean, it depends on the dance partner, and obviously the pay-per-view makes up for it, because remember, they're paying like £20, which is what, $15 or some shit like that?
Yeah. I just checked it out today. I was thinking about tickets. It was like £20 is $16.
So there you go. That's nothing. Think about, divide that into the $70 that we pay for HD over here. How many fucking pay-per-views do we buy with one of theirs? You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I think that they would definitely bring them over, because they're going to get that pay-per-view upside, real pay-per-view upside, right?
Well, I hope so, man. So most likely be at the Garden or Barclays.
And remember, Dre, most foreigners sacrifice money for
American fame.
Yeah, nostalgia. I mean, no matter what any UK fan wants to say when they're, you know, rubbing our face in it, they can say what they want. But boxing is here in the United States. This is the mecca of boxing. It's New York City. It's Las Vegas. Those are fight states that are synonymous with the sport, that all the greats have fought in that. And, you know, all big champions want to be known in the United States. It's just the way that it works.
Well, please tell Hearn if he's going to bring Joshua here, make it New York, because I can't do another Vegas trip because I don't gamble.
I know. It was so boring, right? I thought I was the only one, bro.
If you're not wealthy and rich, do these nightclubs and these fancy restaurants, you're dead. Because if you're not a gambler, what are you going to do? Go to the sports room and just bet all your money until your flight leaves 3 days later? I can't do it, man. I can't do Vegas anymore, man. I guess I'm too old. I can't waste my money, man.
I hear you, Dre. Listen, peace, let me get man. I'll holler at you later. No problem. Who do we got here? We got Mimsy.
Yo, what's up, guys? You guys good?
We're good, brother. Danny calling in the UK?
Yeah, I'm from UK. Yeah, Manchester, which is a couple of hours away from London, where Joshua lives. And I personally think that Eddie Hearn will check to make the fight in Wembley Stadium in London, which holds about 90,000 capacity, which I think is good for the economy as well. And because Joshua is a big brand in London, in UK, so I think they're going to try and make the fight here as possible. And like, if Joshua fights in America, then it's okay, you know, the fans will go, because when Hatton fought Floyd, he took about 30,000 fans with him for the Floyd fight. So if Joshua fights in America, I think our estimate about 20 to 30,000 people will go to see and support Joshua. That's what I think.
Hey, all right. Yeah, no, I hear you, Mimji. I hear you. I mean, listen, I guess you guys were right when I said that he wouldn't be able to do the 50 with Ortiz. I completely forgot. Did he already did that? How many did he get with Martin, producer?
He got like 35,000, I believe. Like, I can check.
With Martin, he got 35. Ortiz would have no title.
But Ortiz
but he's already fought there. By the time they fight, he's probably going to had fought in the UK maybe four times because he's already got two under the belt. They're lining him up for February and April. So I don't know. Maybe you guys are right. Like I said, what about the other guy? What about Brazil? How many tickets was that? While you look that, let me get to some other callers while you look that one up. We got Jay Winner. Talk to me.
Yo, what's good? Oh, shoot.
What's up? We hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, man. So we're talking about a potential Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua fights.
Yeah,
I think
man.
That is the absolute best thing that could happen for boxing. Totally. I mean, if you really think about it, this feels like, I know it's not, but it feels like Miller and Vanilla. It feels like, you know, Ali versus Spinks, Tyson versus a Holyfield. It feels like one of those type of meteoric clashes that can truly bring the casual fan, the hardcore fan, anybody in between to boxing about that they expect to get, you know, compared to what happened with Pacquiao versus Mayweather. So I do believe I'm always going to fight. I'm always going to root for the American. But at the end of the day, it's just a great bout, man. Anthony Joshua, his rise is pretty historic. I mean, pretty meteoric. And, I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm like, you know, salivating to see what this happened. I mean, if you look at what Wilder did to Stilka with just one shot, that's what – he had that potential. And, yeah, Anthony Joshua did knock out Dillon White from – pretty convincingly, but if you look at the amateur bout, White did the same thing to him. So it's not as if like neither one of these guys ever touched the canvas before. So that was just makes it even that more compelling that this could just be like an awesome show. I don't if he gets past Klitschko, I think he should. I think Klitschko is I think he truly is past his time. If he gets past Klitschko. And while he gets his hands right, man, this could be like one of those fight of the century type of joints, maybe early next year.
Well, Jay Winner, man, you sound excited, brother. Thank you for calling in, man. Listen, you 646, man. I'm hoping to see your RSVP because you know that March 3rd, the Boxing Voice is having their third TBV appreciation night. I just released the Las Vegas video. It's public. Head on over to the YouTube channel. Check out how we partied with Deontay Wilder and Peter Quillen and Matt the producer and Steven the producer, Info Joe. I mean, so many people. Caleb Plant was there, and this year's going to be crazy. Why? Because it's not on the West Coast. It's on the East. And who's the beast on the East? You already know. TBV is TBE. So you better RSVP because March 3rd, yeah. It's going to be the place to be for sure. 477 long distance. I don't know. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
We hear you clear. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. It's me. Is it me? Is this? Yeah. I'm calling from the UK, my friend.
All right, brother. Talk to us. What's your name?
No, man, my name is Marlon, man. Yeah. This fight, yeah, you have to understand about AJ. He's very, like, he is not got a lot of boxing history. Do you understand? He started boxing very, very old for a fighter. Most of those boxers start from young. I don't know. Deontay's been boxing from when? He was a basketball player or something like that before. Is that right?
I believe it was about 19 is when he started boxing. Remember, he was a Dunkin' Donuts worker.
Yeah, who? Deontay, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So they kind of got the same type of, they started the same type of age, but Deontay's got a lot more fights than AJ in the pro ranks. The fact is, AJ's got to concentrate on Klitschko first. This is not an easy fight. Everyone thinks that Klitschko's over the hill. He's got a lot of experience and he's got a lot to prove, he feels, because of the way he lost to Fury. He feels that he needs to fight Fury. That's what he really wants. He wants to get all the belts back and fight Fury and prove to everyone that he can beat Fury. Then he'll retire. That's what Klitschko wants to do, yeah? So he's going to be in a jabbing game and trying to stay out of the way. AJ needs to get past Klitschko first before you've got to put a deal with Deontay. Do you get what I'm saying? This ain't an easy fight. I don't think.
I totally agree. Listen, Marlon, let me get to some other callers, but I want to give you some friendly advice. You can call us anytime you want, absolutely free, by using Skype. All you got to do is add Nestor Gibbs. Come to the YouTube channel, and you'll be able to find the spelling for that. Just add us. Make sure you send that friend request, and then you'll be able to connect via the show anytime we go live. You should subscribe here so you get that notification. I do see this is your first time calling in, and we obviously appreciate first-time callers. We want to make you a reoccurring caller. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion. I know you're all the way in the UK, but check out how we get down with our listeners. We give guys like you awards. So check that out over there at theboxingvoice.com/reunion. We're going to go out to Young Cantu. Young Cantu, talk to me, baby.
What's up, man? Hey, yo, this fight is the best fight of the last decade. Joshua's a beast. Wilder is the most athletic heavyweight of the modern era, in my opinion. I mean, this dude epitomizes an American success. He used to drive a beer truck, for God's sakes. And, I mean, he started fighting because of his sick daughter. Now, I want to hear this from you, Nez. Why hasn't he gotten as much support from the Americans as he should, being a champion? I feel like the media hasn't really jumped on this narrative. What do you think about that?
Man, you know, me and MD go back and forth with this one. I just don't know what is or was the problem. I mean, Matt, what do you think is the problem? Because it's like this guy.
I have no opinion about it. I think it's clearly that Deontay Wilder has shot himself in the foot several times in ways that are not up to his like choice. Like he has injured himself quite often in his career, and that I think that has made his career arc almost like, you know, stagnate at times. It would make it, you know, stutter step. It just, there's no smooth crescendo of stardom and skill. Like Anthony Joshua has been consistently fighting better opposition. So you see a arc to it, a crescendo of ability. With Deontay Wilder, we haven't been able to see that. So I think it's harder for like an ESPN outlet in the US to really start picking it up on Wilder, because his career starts and stops a lot due to his injuries, unfortunately.
I don't know, man. I wonder if it's just a case of the old Danny Garcia, where no matter what you do, they're still not going to like you. I mean,
he's not Danny Garcia.
Fights 35 knockouts, and he's considered a bum.
I don't think anyone considers him a bum.
Come on, man. Don't act like you don't read the comments.
No, we're not going to. No, boxing trolls do not count as educated opinions. Let's just.
Callers say it themselves.
Callers troll too. You know that. Like sometimes callers troll and they have biases. Like he's not a bum. We know that.
Let me boomerang this guy. I think he's got something for us. What do you got, Alex?
Nothing. I was just saying it's a good topic, but. If you guys want the kings of the podcast, sign up to Patreon. Everyone sign up to Patreon. Always new content coming out all the time, and you get cool little goodies like Boomerang. I'm able to come back and say to Matt, come back inside to Matt the hipster, your boy's hipster. I'm coming for you. You know, I'm
coming. But, oh, I love you, Alex.
Yeah, I love you too, boys. Thanks for everything. And seriously, everyone, you guys got to keep supporting Boxing Voice. I mean, you know, all this content coming out, it's beautiful. And love the topics. Thanks for all the work, boys. Thank you heaps.
All right. Alex, did you get to see the Gennady Golovkin Murray review yet?
Nah, I haven't been able to. I was about to watch it right now, actually. Yeah. Thank God for Patreon.
Thank God for Patreon. He's right. Thank you, Alex. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up because we do love to, you know, talk to all our...
Hey, Nestor.
Yo.
Let me say those Anthony Joshua numbers that you wanted. He sold out the O2 Arena, which has a capacity of 20,000 in 90 seconds against Charles Martin. And he sold out the O2 Arena again against Dominic Brazil in 30 minutes, again a capacity of 20,000. So, obviously, he's limited by the stadium, but... I mean, to sell out stadiums like that in 90 seconds, 30 minutes, that's big.
Yeah. But another 30, the way you're getting that is if you're pricing it right, you'll get that other 30. Because obviously Canelo got 50 versus whoever he fought that day. You know, who was it? Liam Smith?
Yeah. And think about this. If Anthony Joshua beats Klitschko, how much of a bigger of a star he will be, you know? Come on.
Damn, I can't find my fucking backspin. I don't know where that's at. I wanted to hit the backspin because it's like, look at the amount of thumbs up. I just don't understand. Why is there so many people watching and then not the same amount of people thumbing up? I just don't get it. Why do I got to say it every episode? Fucking weirdos. Hit the thumbs up. Appreciate that we're here on a Friday. You know, you could be on the couch with your hand in your pants doing nothing. Instead, you're watching TBV talking boxing. You know? Appreciate that. Hit the thumbs up button around here. Drop a 5-star review. Let the world know that we're here. You know? You want more content? Head on over to Patreon. Tons of it over there. Extra goodies for sure. And rewards for the Patreon subscribers. Listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And make sure you go check out my co-hosts
at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. And you can find my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on YouTube, SoundCloud, Patreon, iTunes, etc. Enjoy, guys.
That's right, man. Get those thumbs up, man. Get those thumbs up. We might come back with another show. You never know, man. A lot of boxing to talk about. The sexiest topics get revealed. Later.